going empty as the party lost its crowd. Heavy-lidded eyes grew frequent, voices not as loud. She beamed at me with pride and spoke of coming motherhood. She spoke about its father and she made him sound so good. She said he might arrive in about an hour or two. I knew he might be over if there's nothing else to do. We talked and laughed for hours over things she had to say. She had me surely captured by her humor and her ways. At times she showed me photographs of childhood and her youth. At times I wonder sadly if she'll ever learn the truth. She said the baby knows him, it draws closer with his touch. Thought that if it knew him, it won't like him very much. The early morning hours had brought a knock upon the door. Showed over quickly, thinking this was him for sure. Another bunch of revelers, she sighs, turns back to me. I say, I think it's doubtful as she stares back half asleep. I smile and stare intently, knowing things I cannot say. Like to win her over, but I guess there is no way. She rubs her weary eyes, I say it's time for me to go. There is turmoil in my mind, but there's one thing that I know. She is living this life, but she's living.